Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, November 20th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, when parents move in with the kids and essential moves to make before starting a home search. While much has been written about millennials boomeranging back to live with their parents, there's been another trend in families doubling up under one roof. Aging parents are increasingly moving back in with their adult kids, and this could become a long-term trend, according to MarketWatch's Amy Hoke.
People are living longer, you know, and it's costing them more to, you know, towards the end of their life for care.
In fact, a recent survey by the American Institute for Architects found that in-law suites are gaining in popularity.
Whether it's another master bedroom plus a bathroom, or sometimes they're as elaborate as bathroom, bedroom, kitchenette, sitting area.
In 2014, 39% of respondents said they were seeing more demand for this feature, up from 26% the year before. If your aging parents plan on moving in with you, there's a few things you need to keep in mind. One, try to create private space for everyone and make sure to have everyone keep their routines going. Also, make sure to keep the lines of communication open.
You want to have regular times when the family sits down and talk about your concerns. That makes it less awkward to bring them up, you know, if you don't have these regular times that you talk.
You can read more about aging parents moving in with their adult kids at MarketWatch.com from reporter Amy Hoke. As we continue, steps to take before hunting for a new home.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Have you decided it's time to buy a home? Adam Levin of Credit.com says you should avoid searching for your dream house until you've tackled a few of these essential steps first.
Before you fall in love with a home, you want to know whether it's within your reach. So unless you're planning on paying cash, you'll need to answer the question, how much house can I afford? To do that, you need to know two things: the monthly payment you can afford, and how that translates into the price of the home you can afford. Remember, it's not just about the amount of the mortgage you think you can afford. It's also about what a lender says you can afford, and they use specific formulas to determine that. Your credit reports and scores will play a key role in the loan you get. Every item on your credit report must be considered. Balances and monthly payments will count toward your debt-to-income ratio. You'll need at least a 620 credit score or more, depending upon the lender, if you want to get a loan, and if anything is in dispute, be sure to get it resolved. You're also going to want to educate yourself about your mortgage options. Every loan type comes with benefits and potential challenges. However, the most important thing you should do before you start looking for a home is to get pre-approved for a mortgage. When you get pre-approved, that's an important indicator to sellers and real estate agents you're a serious buyer. Lastly, don't do anything crazy. If you're serious about buying a home, now is not the time to finance a new car, switch jobs, or make major moves. Instead, buckle down and keep your finances carefully under control. Your financial documents and your credit will be closely scrutinized, both at the time you apply and again before you close, and you want everything to be as squeaky clean as possible. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.